welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring America one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
Once again, here in beautiful Galveston, Texas, at Jamaica Beach RV Resort, one of our all-time favorites. This is episode 47.
And this week, we have an update for you. We are back with our friends, Randy and Joanna, who you may remember from episode 35. They've made a few changes in their full-time life since we talked to them, so they're here to give us the updates. So sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. So it is an absolutely beautiful day here on Galveston Island. This is actually December 31st, 2024 as we're recording this. And we don't normally put dates in, but I got to tell you, y'all, it's about 70 degrees,
yeah.
Blue skies, maybe a little breezy. But we are looking out the window of this new RV from
yes.
Randy and Joanna at the Gulf of Mexico. And, we're always excited to be back here at Jamaica Beach in Galveston. We have so many friends here that we get to see every year, and this is where we get to come and catch up with everybody. And, we've already made plans. We'll be back next year. So,
yes, for sure. We're excited about that.
And, absolutely.
And y'all made plans to come back next year, correct?
We will be back in December.
All right.
That's
we'll get to
awesome.
See you again.
Yay! So when we last spoke on the podcast, you guys were living in a motorhome. Again, that was episode 35, if you want to go back and listen to it after you're done with this one, so you can get more of their story from what life was like for them as full-time RVers before this year, well, before this summer, I guess. But you've had some major changes, so you guys want to talk a little bit about that?
In May, we sold our motorhome and moved into our Airstream.
So now, for people to have a reference point, they were in a 44-foot motorhome.
45-foot.
45-foot motorhome.
It's a, yeah. I think, 4411.
Yeah, okay, so 45.
So to refresh everyone's memory, what did you have before?
So we had a 2014 Integra Anthem, so 44B model.
Okay.
So, and then in January, we ordered the Airstream, which is a 24 Globetrotter 30 twin bed.
So how long is this one? Living space.
I think it's right at 30. Yeah, because
wow.
Tongue to bumper, I believe, is 31 something. So,
yeah.
So do you feel a lot smaller then when you're staying at places? Or
as far as slides,
yeah.
You know, living space, absolutely, because we don't have slides that bump out. But I do think that we enjoy the outside a little bit more because we don't have slides pushing us off the patios.
Okay.
And, we have much more outdoor space when we go to a campsite. We can fit in more spaces, and so we're not so crowded.
Okay.
Well, that is an interesting take because I have never heard anybody say, I have more outside space because I don't have slides and stuff. I thought you were going to say it forces us to be outside more because we don't have as much inside space.
No.
Nope. We have the inside space is a little smaller because we don't have the slides to go out, but we have as much space as we need.
And I'm here to tell you, we are sitting inside the Airstream right now because it is a little breezy outside. We were going to try to record this outside, but I think you would have heard a lot of
oh yeah. No.
And there's a lot more space in here than I would have expected looking from the outside.
Well, we picked this model. It's the Globetrotter model. We picked it specifically because of the layout. It has a large couch, so we have plenty of space for us and the dogs to spread out. And Airstream does a really good job with using every available space, nook and cranny for storage.
I bet I. You know what? We are sitting on the couch right now, and I'll bet it's an L-shaped couch, and it's very comfortable, by the way.
Well,
and
just,
I'll bet you could sit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You could fit 8 or 9 people on this couch.
And unbelievable. That's more than we can seat in our RV.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. We have as much living space as we did in our Class A. The couch space, we have about as much. We miss the recliners.
Yeah.
The dogs like to stretch out, so we have to accommodate and move around them a lot because it's all about the dogs.
Right. And in case you don't remember, and I think we might have mentioned them before, and if not, let's tell everybody about your pups. They have Loretta Lynn and June Carter.
We have 2 80-pound dogs.
And they are adorable. Oh, my gosh.
So, of course, think about that, everybody. So they've gone from a 45-foot RV down to a 30-foot, and they have 2 nice-sized dogs as well. So yeah. Y'all don't feel crowded.
No.
No, we step over, you know, we step over the dogs. But you kind of learn. When we first moved into the Airstream, it was a shock. It was a little bit of a, oh, my goodness, do we have enough space? Because we picked up the Airstream in Louisiana, and then we stayed in a park in a KOA near there where we bought our Airstream, stayed for a week, did our, you know, shakedown, make sure everything was
smart,
good to go. And we didn't have everything we normally have in it. It was weird to pack for a trip because you always have everything you need with you.
Right.
And so we picked up the Airstream and we had the bare minimum. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to be big enough.
And then, what have we done?
Yes. And then when we got back home and we unloaded everything from the bus that we were going to keep to the Airstream, then it felt much smaller. But, you know, since May, you get organized. It's like a new home. You get used to it. And we got all the space we need.
Right. Right. Now, home for you guys is Kentucky.
It's Kentucky.
But you don't have a house there. You live in your RV. Yep.
We live in our RV full time. Yep.
So you are living in the 31-foot Airstream now, 100%. Yep. And the truck. Now, what kind of truck did you get to
pull
this thing?
So we got a 24 Ram 3500 single wheel.
Okay.
Okay. So, what does single wheel mean?
Instead of a dually.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the dualies are also one ton. Mm-hmm. So, but I didn't think we needed to go dually wheel. If we had a fifth wheel or something, I would look for more stability. But okay. I think we're fine. And we're good on weights right now. We're right at our, well, we got a little bit more weight that we can put on.
But that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
It is.
So did y'all have to downsize more?
We have. We got rid of a lot of the stuff that we just didn't use or maybe would use once or twice a year.
Right.
It was funny because when we were moving out of the bus, you know, the bus is 45 foot and, you know, we lived in it full time and you would think you didn't have enough stuff. We
right.
had too much stuff. We
yes.
had thrown so many things away when we moved out of the bus because it's like we bought it because we thought we needed it.
Right.
We never used it. Or it's like, you know, we had it in a drawer because we had the space for it.
Right.
And so, you know, we downsized even more, which has been great. And then along the way, we keep, you know, adjusting and downsizing and figuring out what we need and what we don't need. And
right. And you know what the thing is in our experience, if you get rid of something that then you do find that you need later, there's always a version of that item that is either more useful for the space that you have, fits better, or has multiple uses that you didn't have before in the original version
right.
of that item. So I think it's not a bad thing to over downsize sometimes.
Yeah.
We need to do that again.
Well, I can give an example. So Joanna wanted a fire pit. So, you know, we bought a propane fire pit. We bought an extra propane tank. That way we don't use the Airstreams. Well, then it was like, man, this is a lot.
Yeah.
So we bought a solo stove.
A mini one.
Okay.
A mini solo stove.
It's a pink
can. And it uses pellets.
So, pellets.
Yeah. So it's like, it's so much lighter than the propane. It gives you the ambience. It puts off a little bit of heat. Good enough.
You can still toast marshmallows.
Oh, there you go. That's what you got to have. Yeah. You got to have your priorities.
But it's literally the size of a paint can.
So
do you carry that then in the back of the truck?
It's in the truck, yeah.
Okay.
Well, since you I mean, obviously, you don't have the basement storage that you had before.
Yep.
So how did you compensate for that?
Really, it was, we didn't – our basement was not very full. You know, we went through a couple series of grills.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, really, we didn't have too much.
It was a lot of stuff from the motorhome, a lot of extra parts, a lot of the liquids and things like that. Because
we
always
carried extra filters for everything.
Yep.
You know.
So which I guess that's a benefit now of being in the Airstream is you take a lot of that out of the equation.
You take away a motor. It's been fantastic. So the only motor we have to worry with is the truck.
Yeah.
So you don't have the worry. You know, we had the Jeep and we had the motorcycle and the motorhome. And so that's three different motors you had to worry with.
And maintain.
Yeah. Yeah. So as long as the wheels roll on the Airstream, we can leave. So if anything's broke, it doesn't matter. You
yeah,
know, so
I guess
the motor
that's
home,
right.
Like if you had a slide issue, can't go nowhere.
Right.
You know, anything to do with the motor home, we were stuck.
Right.
Another great point.
Yeah.
Now, how did y'all decide on this particular model? Because I know you did a ton of research.
We did, and we didn't really settle on Airstream at first. We took our experience with the motorhome and always stressing about slides and everything else. So we thought, what's out there without slides? So we looked at, you know, Arctic Fox has really good quality stuff, you know, Airstream, of course. And really, we started looking at space. Nobody else offered anything over
25, 26 feet
that didn't have slides.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, yeah, I don't think we're there yet. So Airstream was our only option that we found.
And it's working out. How's it working out so far? Now, you've been a few months in it.
We've been in it since May, and it's been great.
Okay. Yeah, when we first walked up, this year they're actually parked right across from one of the dog parks here, right at the front of the park. They'll be moving closer to us next year.
Yes.
it's a little windy up here.
But when we first were walking up, after y'all got here, we were bringing Star to the dog park. And we're like, oh, look at that beautiful Airstream. And then out, Randy and Joanna pop with the pups, and we're like, what?
It's been an adjustment. It was a good adjustment. We don't regret the motorhome. The motorhome was a good stepping stone going from a house to living on the road full time. Because if we would have went from our house to the Airstream, it would not have worked out.
Right.
So
the
motorhome was a good step down. Teaches you what you need and what you don't need, helps you learn how to downsize.
Right.
And then from the motorhome, we can go smaller to the Airstream. Now, we're not going any smaller than 30 foot. That's not going to happen.
So I think it's important here to point out that Joanna is a self-proclaimed pedestal princess.
Yes. I am a pedestal princess. I like my full hookups.
So have y'all found, though, that by going to the Airstream, are you going to different types of campgrounds now than you did with the big bus?
We have. This summer, when we sold our bus, it sold quicker than we anticipated. So we were kind of caught off guard about where do we go, what do we do, because we didn't have reservations. And it was July, and it was hot, so we decided to head north. So we went to Michigan. And Michigan is one of those places where you plan ahead to get the good spots. And since we were last minute planning, we got into a lot of spots that we would not have with the bus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, have you had a place that you'd say, wow, the Airstream fit in this place and it's awesome. We never could have done this in the bus. Have you had one of those spots yet?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
We've stayed in an Airstream only park, though.
Oh, no, that's cool.
That we were the only ones there, but.
So it truly was an Airstream only.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know such an animal existed.
Yeah, so there are Airstream only parks that we've found out. And the gentleman, it's in Port Aransas, and the gentleman was super nice. Just the timing of the year when we were there, it was a slow time for him, but.
Yeah.
We've seen there's other Airstream-only parks throughout the U.S. We may or may not stop in them, but it's an option.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. Now, I got to tell you, another important thing to point out here, because you may be thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, an Airstream, no slides. We've talked a little bit about the usable space in here, but we've also talked a lot about your downsizing and then downsizing again. Guys, they are not doing without the luxuries. I'm looking at a SodaStream machine sitting on the counter and a coffee maker. And
got a Starlink.
A Starlink, and he's got an egg outside that he cooks with.
I don't even carry an egg, and I love cooking on an egg.
I always tell people that I don't live like we're camping. This is our home.
Right.
And so we want to be comfortable.
Yes.
And so, you know, I want all the comforts of a sticks and bricks. You know, when we gave up, we sold our bus, we gave up some of that. We lost the
washer dryer,
yes, and the full-size refrigerator and the dishwasher. But, you know, those are small sacrifices. But, you know, if you're going to live in your RV full-time, be comfortable.
I agree.
Well, now, you bring up a good point that I want to bring up is, yes, you do not have a washer and dryer now.
But they're laundromats.
So that hasn't been an issue.
No, it was an adjustment, you know, because the convenience of having your own washer and dryer because it's yours.
Right.
Now you just go to a laundromat and you clean it and make sure it's a nice, safe space. Get it all done at once and you're good to
and
go.
And that is the benefit, is you can knock it all out at one time and have the rest of your day instead of doing small loads for 3 days.
It gives you, you meet new people and you talk to people in the area and...
And I will tell you, so before we had our new air, we had our Tiff and Breeze. We didn't have a washer and dryer in that. That's one thing that we did the opposite of you guys. We added when we got our next rig. We had a great tip from a friend of ours years ago, Laurel, who told us, Yelp for laundromats. Mm. When you're in an area and you're not sure where there's a laundromat, you're not sure if it's going to be something you want to go to or not, you can check Yelp, and they have reviews on laundromats.
Good to know.
And we did it. We used it. We left a few of those reviews along the way.
Maybe they shouldn't use your other tip, though, about drying the socks in the microwave.
Oh, well, no. It was because they lived in an Arctic Fox, actually. And they had been 6 years on the road, and we were asking them specifically about laundry, and she said, they could wash out whatever they needed in the sink, but drying was the problem, especially she didn't want to lay their underwear outside, so she would dry his underwear in the oven.
That's like the rule, don't cook salmon in a microwave?
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just so excited for y'all. This is a beautiful
Thank you.
RV. Has your planning changed now for going forward? Because now you're about to go into your first full year as Airstream Livers. Has that changed the way that you're planning for 2025?
A little bit. With the bus, I always tried to plan ahead. You know, I'd plan 6 to 8 months out because we would typically stay 30 days, you know, in a site because it was cheaper to stay for a month. And you're moving that big bus.
Right.
You know, it's like a train going down the road. So when you get the slides out, you don't want to put them back in the next day. With the Airstream, I'm trying not to plan so far in advance. We can be a little bit more flexible. It's taking some adjustment. You know, I've got us planned through mid-January. We think we're going to head out west. After that, we'll see what happens. But, you know, I know now that we can get into smaller parks, smaller sites. So right. I don't feel the need to have to make sure we have a spot.
Right. And now, how tall are you now?
We're at 10 foot.
So that's a huge difference.
Yeah, because we put a 2-inch or a 3-inch lift on the Airstream, you know, because the 30-foot Airstream is famous for dragging the back end.
Oh,
so
okay.
So we lifted it within the first 2 weeks of owning it, you know, try to do away with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that brings me to another point. Randy, talk about your sway bar hitch, which is
so
incredible.
We chose to go with the Pro Pride hitch, and there's another one like it. I think it's called the Hensley, but they both have the same concept. You know, they run a sway bar system, and I've been explained to it, said it almost pulls more like a fifth wheel the way it swivels. But I can tell you, when we picked up the Airstream in Louisiana, I was trying to run a airbag system tow hitch because I thought 1-ton truck we should be able to do fine, and it didn't. So I was like, well, I want the best quality thing that's out there. You hear a lot of you know, trailers popping and cracking because they got their tensioners way up.
We heard one of those just the other day when we were visiting and somebody was leaving the park.
This is very, very smooth, and we don't get any wag whatsoever. And we hardly have any tension on at all. You know, again, we go across the scales, and we checked all our weights, and, you know, we're pretty much perfect.
That's incredible. And what I like, too, is all of it stays on the RV.
It does.
None is on the truck.
Yeah.
The weight.
Just the big sway bar system.
Oh, the sway bar. Oh, I got you.
He doesn't have to take it apart and put it back together. It all stays together. And then he's got a hitch that he goes straight into from the truck. You say you can do it by yourself as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do every time.
The only thing you have to watch out for is the receiver is a shin buster.
Ooh,
so when you walk behind the truck.
Yeah, it is.
You better remember it's there.
Yes.
And because we stayed here for 30 days, we removed it.
Okay.
But for the most part, if we're staying less than a week, I'll just leave it on.
Now, do you, you know, you said when you had the motorhome, you typically stayed 30 days in most places. How's that going to work out, do you think, this year?
Well, we just looked at the numbers.
Since we picked up the motorhome and the Airstream in May, we have stayed at over 40 different parks.
Wow. Yeah, since May.
So we typically, we would stay someplace 3 days, 5 days at the most until we got to Texas. And then we've had a few longer stays. Jamaica Beach has been our longest stay at 31 days. We love it here, but we are so ready to move on.
You got the ants in your pants.
We're ready to go.
Well, and you're going to the Hill Country from here, so you can't beat the Hill Country. I mean,
it's going to be nice, but I think it's going to be cold.
It might be. Yeah.
I know I'm bringing this out of place, but I do got to mention, because I thought about it earlier, their storage inside here, I'm pretty darn sure it's more storage than we have inside our Class A.
It might be. Airstream does an amazing job with using all the available space. Now, some of the space is mainly big enough for a toaster.
Gotcha.
But it's usable space.
Yeah. I mean, because you've got upper cabinets, you've got cabinets under all of the seating in
here. And this dinette is so big, this couch dinette. It has a lot of storage under it. Yeah. I'm very impressed at the storage.
It's probably the most unique Airstream floor plan because I would say most Airstreams all have dinettes.
Yeah, we just have like an island table.
Yeah.
So,
but you know what? It works.
It does
for us.
And it's easy to get in and out of. And, you know, you can take it down when you're not using it and open up the space even more. Mm-hmm. And I love the windows.
The windows are what sold us. Besides the layout, the windows were the next best thing because our motorhome, we loved it, but it was little odor, and the interior was on the darker side.
Yes.
The Airstream has so many windows, and it's so bright.
Yeah. Well, I think our other big thing was is on a nice day with the motorhome, you know, it was a 14. Our windows just barely cracked open. We could not get a draft to go through there. So on a 60-degree day, if you open up the windows, it would heat up still.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So we were like, you know, we were constantly running our ACs and everything else. So we found that with this nice day, we cracked the windows and it will run you out. That's a breeze.
Cool. Nice. So.
Now, I just thought of another thing is that people will want to know the pups.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's different on a travel day with them. How have they adjusted going from being inside a Class A RV to the back seat of a truck?
They like it a lot better. They're better car riders than they were the motorhome because Loretta likes to look out. And the only way she could look out in the motorhome was to sit up on her, and she'd just get tired, so she couldn't see. And I'm a horrible passenger, so I know how it feels. So now they just sit in the back seat, and they can look out when they want. They're fine.
They've got beds back there. They've got it made.
And you told me one day that they have very specific sides
they do.
That
they
like.
They do. June is behind me. Loretta is behind Randy. June likes the sun on her. If she can get full sun on her when she's riding, she sleeps the entire time. Loretta likes to be in the shade. And you can't mix them up because if they're on opposite sides, the world comes to an end. You got to stop and you got to fix them.
Yep.
Now, how have you found the other big difference for us, you know, in our minds, when we went from travel trailer to a motorhome many years ago before we were full-time, one of the big differences was when you get to your destination, you know, you haven't been running your air conditioners. Takes a little while maybe to cool down the place, what have you. Now, you traveled during the summer in this.
Oh, yeah.
How did that work out for you?
It doesn't take long to cool this off. Half an hour, 45 minutes,
oh,
and it's
wow.
comfortable.
Yeah,
again.
I was very much impressed. You know, so it's a 115,000 BTU and 113.5.
Okay.
So you get them both going, it really does cool down quick.
Because it's not that much space,
right.
And especially
yeah.
with no slides,
right.
it's just real efficient, I
it
guess,
is.
With air, with the airflow in the airstream.
With the 15,000, is that a heat pump as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it's got propane heat on it also,
right.
if you want.
Right.
So. I can tell you one big difference for us that kind of gets to me. So the motorhome was truly, truly self-sufficient. You know, it's like power in the RV part goes out. We had a generator backup. The Airstream, you don't.
Ah.
So our tank size is quite a bit smaller. So that's adjustment for us.
For sure.
You know, so we're going to go ahead and have an onboard generator installed in June. So... takes that, you know, stress off of us. Because, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, yes, we have our lithium batteries that will get us for a while, but it doesn't cover your ACs or it doesn't cover ours.
Right.
So we're kind of, you know, out in the wind. We get on Starlink, find out what's going on in the world. If it's, you know, if massive power outage, we're hooking up and we're leaving.
Right.
You know, if it's going to be hot. So hopefully with the generator, at least we can run one AC.
Okay.
And, you know, last a little longer.
Where does that generator go?
It will go, the spare tire is kind of under where Joanna's at, towards the front third of the Airstream. So the spare tire gets relocated to the rear underneath, and the generator goes there.
Okay.
So, and it will have a button on the wall here just to start it up.
Oh,
so
nice.
Do they weld it into place?
It's a bracketry that gets mounted.
Okay.
There's a company out there that came up with both brackets, relocation for the spare tire and the generator.
That's one thing I love about the RV industry.
Oh, yeah.
Is it has spawned so many creative thinkers that see a problem.
Yep.
And work to solve it, and
yep.
you can get anything done to customize your
yeah.
rig
oh,
to
yeah.
anything
with
you want.
With enough
to be.
Money, you can fix
it.
Well, speaking of that, have you thought about lithium batteries for this?
We have two lithium, so
okay.
200 amp hours, and they're on the tongue in a battery box up there. The people that are going huge solar and battery systems, they bring them inside
mm-hmm.
because it's the only space for them, so it would take away some of our storage space. And we just, you know, the way I look at it is 200 amp hours will get us all the, you know, power that we need unless we need to run the AC.
right
so at that point we'll switch to the generator. So I
we
think
have
we're fine.
We have enough battery power to get me to the next pedestal.
That's great.
Well, and that's an important point because, you know, the talk forever now, several years, has been, oh, you got to do solar and
yep.
you got to do lithium. You don't got to do nothing.
Nope.
You know, you got to do whatever is right for you and the way you like to travel and the way you like to, I won't say camp, the way you like to live.
Yeah. Right.
And for some people, that's an important thing, and for some people, it's not. So I think before people go running out and just assuming they need to spend that money just because they've seen it in a million different places, you got to think about how are you going to be using it. If you're going to be plugged in most of the time, is it really something you need to invest in?
Right.
Well, speaking of solar, do y'all have any solar on this?
Yeah, we did the factory solar, which I believe is 300 watts.
Okay.
So, which is more than enough for us, you know.
Sure.
And we know, I mean, when we first started talking about living in an RV full-time, when we got the bus, we had thought maybe we wanted to do some boondocking and, you know, do some off-grid camping. No. Yeah. I always thought it'd be great to camp on the beach.
Yeah, right.
No, it's too much sand. I mean,
I agree.
When you live in it full-time, it's different if you were weekend warriors.
Right.
Because you can go home and you can clean it. You
right.
can get it ready for the next trip. But when you live in it full-time... you know, that's a lot of outside coming in. And if you can eliminate some of that
yes.
and just make it a little bit easier.
Now,
I agree.
Y'all are better for being on the beach now because you don't have slides
right.
and don't have to worry
yeah.
about the sand getting in the slides. Because
yeah.
I strongly do not recommend people that have RVs with slides to go stay on the beach because that can that can cause a serious problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We've talked to folks who they've just gotten a bunch of sand in their slides. They've had to replace their entire slide mechanism. Yeah. People have gotten stuck. The tides came in when they weren't expecting them. You just never know. That's a lot of unknown for me to want to deal with.
Well, that's why you stay at Jamaica Beach and you just walk across the street.
Perfect. Exactly. So, okay, you're adding the generator. Are there other plans for things that y'all have thought about that you want to customize or change or add to in some way?
We've done a lot. We've put new skylights in because the cheap little plastic ones that are installed, I mean, it was like somebody was on top donging a bell when it rained.
Well, when we took the skylights off, it reminded you of like a deli container plastic.
Oh,
they were so thin.
Yeah.
So these are aftermarket, you know, did the oval bowl instead of the round bowl
for the toilet.
Oh,
we got a new TV, which isn't very big, but we got the biggest TV we can get.
What else we're doing? We're running out of things. We start getting into weight at that point.
Yeah, I guess that's
right.
That's
a good point. Yeah. But TV didn't add much because these TVs today don't even weigh anything.
Right. So. Right.
Yeah, there's really not too much more I think we want to do.
Oh,
we're
going to switch to a 16-inch tire and rim. These are 15s. So,
what kind of tires do you run on this?
I think they're Goodyear factory, but we're going to go Michelin.
Okay.
I'm a Michelin fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We put them on the motorhome. We know the cost.
Yeah.
I think all four of these won't be one for the bus.
That is a nice perk right there, I tell you.
Yeah, the maintenance and the stuff on the Airstream will be a lot cheaper than the motorhome.
Yes, yes. Now, one question I have for y'all, and this has been a very good test because the last few weeks, it's been pretty breezy here.
Yes, it
has. And y'all are right on the front row. Like I said, you can see the Gulf of Mexico. You got nothing blocking that wind coming off the Gulf. And y'all were in a similar situation last year where you stayed with the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed a difference in, like, the sound when the wind's coming with the movement or?
Not really. What we don't miss is we had the slide toppers on the motorhome. And so we don't have to hear those popping and cracking in the wind.
That's a good point.
We used to time down in bad wind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we bought a strap that went all the way around the slide and held them down.
Yeah.
But as far as the Airstream rocking, not really. It's pretty stable.
We don't hear the wind noise with the windows closed. And it's even better. I mean, we have the neighbors who moved in next to us with their big fifth wheel, so they block a lot of the wind.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, that leads another question, insulation-wise. I mean, I know y'all's bus had pretty decent insulation.
Yes.
How does this compare?
I think the Airstream has been easier to cool than the bus. However, the winter is going to be the kicker. So we've never used the heat pumps in the motorhome.
Okay.
So we always used the Aqua Hot.
Right. So we had
the heated floor and all that.
Oh, right.
Which was amazing. We've had a couple of chilly days since we've owned the Airstream, and we ran the heat pump. And I noticed we get a lot of heat up top, but the floor is a little chillier.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's where the propane heat will come in. But we've only ran it maybe an hour or two.
Yeah.
And it would run you out also.
Right.
Yeah. So we haven't had to test it yet, but I think next couple weeks we may.
Our goal is to been not to need it. It's funny because when we bought the Airstream, we stayed, you know, in the park real close to the dealer for a week just to run everything, make sure everything was good. And, you know, we had a few little things that we needed to have fixed, but overall everything was great. And I'm like, you know what? We didn't run the heat. We don't know if the heat's going to work.
Yeah.
It was 100 degrees in Louisiana. I wasn't turning it on.
You wouldn't know if it was going to work or not anyway.
We didn't find out till late.
Yeah. Our goal is to not need the heat. But
yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I agree. Although I will say we were in West Glacier, Montana in August, and It snowed at a little bit higher elevation than we were.
Yeah.
So you never know. And we were in Yellowstone National Park back in like 2019 in August, and it was in the 30s at night. Mm. So you never know. You hope to catch 70 degrees, but sometimes a few of those smaller ones might sneak up on you.
Fredericksburg's look like it's going to be lows in the couple of days, highs like in the upper 30s.
Wow.
And so our stay may get cut short.
We'll let you know about the heater.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Now, speaking of that, okay.
Port Aransas, here we come.
Exactly.
That did bring up another good point. Uh-huh. On the bus, you had it too. We have it. We had basement heat down there to make sure your pipes didn't freeze.
Yep.
What does this have with Airstream?
With Airstream, as long as you run your propane heater, there's one of the ducts go down into your tanks and blows down there.
Good.
So we follow quite a few people on YouTube, and I mean they're camping and stuff that she wouldn't dare do. So I think we're going to be fine. And you know, most of the time we look at, you know, is it going to dip down to 30s, and is it coming right back out of freezing in the morning?
Right.
You know, so if it's going to be a long sustained freeze, we would probably leave.
Yeah.
But
so, all right.
Sorry.
So I do have one question. As I'm sitting here now, I know it's still fairly new, but y'all been in here a few months. Yep. I don't see any fingerprints or anything on your walls.
We cleaned a little bit, but
that's a very good point.
It's easy to keep clean. I mean, it's aluminum.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of white, but it's fairly easy to keep clean. You just wipe it off. I mean,
that's amazing. See, I always think of like the old stainless steel, right? When you first were getting stainless steel refrigerators.
Shows fingerprints.
And it would, yes.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That is very cool.
Yep.
Thank you.
Wow. Yep. Well, before we wrap things up, I want to thank y'all so much for sitting down again with us. They are packing up to leave tomorrow, so I know we got to get out of their hair.
Oh, I do want to mention, they are fellow Posse members.
Yes, they are some of our first RV America Y'all Posse members. Thank y'all so much for joining us there and helping us work out some kinks. And they're some of our testers, too, for the apps. So, because we do have apps with the Posse this time around, iPhone and, well, I should say Apple and Android. And the Android test is almost done, it will be available soon.
By the time this comes out, I think it will be done.
Yes.
Both apps should be available.
Yay! We're building not just exclusive video content there, where we're doing RV park reviews, deeper dives, day in the life type videos, some of our stuff that we're doing toward living a healthier life. But also, we're building a community, y'all, where folks like Randy and Joanna can share their favorite spots or maybe some places that weren't so great that you might want to think about before you go. And we're learning from everybody and just building friends as we go. Sharing the friends that we meet with everybody. So,
absolutely.
So I will put a link in the show notes in case you're interested, but thank you so much, guys, for jumping on that bandwagon earlier and helping us test it out and get it ready for everybody else, and sharing y'all's experiences there. We really appreciate you. And thank you for sitting down with us again.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
And we cannot wait to follow your new adventures.
Yes. We can't wait either.
Starting tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
January 1st, an all new 2025. So thanks so much for joining this show. Again, they were in episode 35 if you want to hear more of their backstory and how they got here. And until next time, thanks so much for joining us. Happy New Year. Safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.